Thank you for listening to KOZO, Oasis Radio 89.7 FM in Branson and 93.7 FM in Springfield. This is Linda Williamson, and I have a special guest today. Now, you all know that two things that really tug on my heart are our veterans and our children. My special guest, Sue Damaris, with Answers to Prayers Ministry, is going to talk about those children. I'm so glad to have you here today, Sue.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Can you tell me a little bit about Answers to Prayers Ministries?
Answers to Prayers Ministry is a project that I started about 5 years ago, and we are a supporting ministry, but it's only been a few months that I became an independent ministry under my own name. We have always been a supporting ministry, supporting the underprivileged children in Appalachia, mostly Eastern Kentucky and some Central Kentucky. And now, since we became our own independent ministry, we're expanding also into the Missouri area.
And what is it that you do locally for the children?
What we have started doing locally is supporting our disabled local veterans, their families, their children, making sure that all their needs are met for back to school. And we will be doing Christmas in the spring also.
What's your vision for Answers to Prayers Ministry?
Our vision is we want to show the underprivileged children the love of God, one child at a time, by blessing them with new clothing or very gently used clothing, and then personal hygiene kits that include, you know, like shampoo and brushes and soap and face cloths, just the very basics that we always assume every child has, and many children do not have them. And then we also do blessing sacks at Christmas time and at Easter time. And the blessing sacks have a personal hygiene kit, and they're just chock full of toys and books and stuff that, even if these children are homeless, they can still keep the toys because it's like matchbox cars for the boys. It fits in their pockets. The little girls, bracelets and jewelry and just stuff that they can hold on to. It's because everything has to fit into a plastic gallon bag, so it's not super big. And I do children's church, and I do a lot of 7 and 8 year olds in children's church. And when I started this, working with the underprivileged kids, my boys told me that every little boy needs a truck, and every little girl needs a baby doll. So all my blessing sacks have little vehicles for the boys, and has some type of a baby doll or a fashion doll for the girls.
Oh, that's so sweet.
How did this vision come to you?
Well, I guess I have to blame the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that has put children in my heart. My husband and I have been married for 35 years, and we have no biological children of our own. So we have always adopted other people's children. And we're at retirement age. We are retired now, and we still adopt other people's children. And the vision, someone blessed me with miles of fabric. And it was like, what am I going to do with all this fabric? And I just prayed and I asked the Lord for guidance. And it just came to me one day to sew clothing for kids that their parents can't afford to buy it. And that's how I started.
You were telling me a story about a little boy in socks. Would you tell our listeners that one?
We were in Central Kentucky. I was in Topmost, and it's a small little town. The school reminded me of like the schools in like Theodosia Luty School District. From kindergarten through eighth grade, there's maybe 150 kids. We were in the kindergarten room, and there was a brand new pair of socks on this little boy's desk. It's the third day of school. And in front of the socks is a brand new pair of maybe $20, $25 sneakers that were his size. And then under his little chair, he had a complete outfit. And then there was also a backpack there filled with all his school needs. And I walk into the room, and he looked at me, and he started crying. And I says, "What's wrong?" Thinking he's crying because he misses mom. No, he was crying because he had a brand new pair of socks. And he had never had a brand new clean pair of socks that he could call his own. When his teacher heard me, I said to his teacher, I says, "What is he going to do when he realizes all the blessings he has all around him?" And when I got up to leave, he just hugged me so tight, and he thanked me for the socks. And I told him, I says, "It's not me, it is God that loves you. I love you, but God loves you even more." And he was just sobbing so heavily. The poverty is beyond what I've ever seen before.
Wow, how that must have blessed your heart.
It blessed me and saddened me in the same way. I wanted to take half those children home with me, but I knew my husband wouldn't be happy when I got home.
I've been there. I know exactly what you mean. You talked about the Appalachian Mountains. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Yes.
What are the conditions there?
The conditions there is just extreme poverty because a lot of the coal mines got shut down. And once when they got shut down, they put hundreds and hundreds of people out of work. And there's just no job opportunities there. Walmart may have one or two associate positions open, and individuals will be lined up halfway around the building waiting for an interview for a part-time position that there's only one or two openings, and they're believing it's their chance that they're going to get the opportunity to be able to work. Another thing, the first time we were out there, my husband and I, we got the opportunity to walk the hollows. And we went up to this one place that looked abandoned, but someone was living there. The window had a piece of wood over it, and the wood was kind of tilted so some air could get through part of the window. The door was a cloth curtain. And he came out to greet us, and we were able to give him food, and he wanted to invite us in for us to have iced tea with him. He says, "I don't have much, but I'll gladly have an iced tea with you." And we said, "Thank you, but no thank you, but we would enjoy a glass of water." So he went in and got water for us, and we sat outside on some rocks and visited with him for a short while. Poverty like this, my husband and I have never had to live like this, and we weren't even aware that there was this level of poverty in the United States.
And you, Sue, decided to do something about it.
Well, my thought process is, I'm a college professor, and of course I'm very pro-education. And talking to the teenagers, many of them drop out of school because they don't have clothing. They don't have decent clothes to wear to school. So if we can provide clothing and help them to want to go to school, and many of them go to school just for the food, and then through the different organizations that I work with, they're able to provide clothing, it's helping them to want to go to school and helping them to stay in school.
This is so interesting. I'd like to hear more, but we're out of time. Can you let the listeners know how to get a hold of you?
Yes. The name of my ministry is Answers to Prayers, and my email is answerstoprayers@mail.com. And my phone number is 417-543-0840.
This has been great, Sue. Thank you.
And thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for listening to Linda Williamson with Sue Damaris of Answers to Prayers Ministry here on KOZO, Oasis Radio 89.7 in Branson and 93.7 in Springfield. A big thank you to our listeners, our prayer team members, our watchmen, and underwriters. You are very loved and appreciated. I'll return us now to our great network programming already in progress.